We started off last week. We said a Meir de Gemahalach that is highlighted. It's in your Chiddushi Reb Ruvin, that I Xerox for you. It's Kedai to go through when you have time, to just read through when you have an extra second, the way he builds his Mahalach. But he says a Meir de Gemahalach like this. We asked Akasha, the Gemara on Daf Tesa Min Aleph is Memayit a Sukkah Gzula from the Pasuk of Lecha. Frek Taisvis Abam Kasha, a Yisoidistika Kasha. Frek Taisvis, why do you need the din of Lecha, the Pasuk of Lecha? It should be just from the regular din, the regular classic halacha of Mitzvah Avera, Sukkah Gzula, should be Pasuk. Emphritoisvis achidish nifla ad lemoid. Emphritoisvis, this kasha is so murderous. This kasha is so problematic that I must be forced back into the wall. That mitzvah babavira must only be a klal midirabonon, and I needed a pasuk to passel my sukkah on a level de oraisa. Zoizok toisvis. Toisvis, we flip to the Gemara in the third parak. The Gemara in the third parak tells us that a lulav hagozol is pasul loishna b'yontif rishon, loishna b'yontif sheni. What is yontif rishon? What is yontif sheni? Shitas hatoisvis is yontif rishon is the first days of yontif, and yontif sheni is the rest of yontif. Good. Zokter b'yechanan, why is a lulav hagozol pasul loishna yontif rishon, loishna yontif sheni? Zokter b'yechanan in sukkah daflamid omen aleph, because of the din of mitzvah babavira. Quotes the pasuk, Esepiseach vesa gozol, Shnemer, vevesem gozol vesa piseach, vesa choyla. A korban is pasul, gozol dum yud piseach. Ma piseach, a limping animal, lesle takansa, it's a mum kavua. Av gozol lesle takansa, that it's going to be pasul. Good, shine. So Zokt Rava, you learn from there, Pasuk and Malachi, that there's a din of mitzvah b'avir. No, it's not good. I would like more, but no. Zokt Gemara, Shmuel disagrees. And Shmuel says, you read the Diak in the Mishnah wrong. Shmuel says, there is no din of mitzvah b'avir, and Elulav HaGozel, and Shar Yamim, it would be taka kosher. It would be taka kosher. Frektos is akasha on the first shlav of the Gemara on Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Davi Mitzvah Bavira. Frektos is akasha. Why do we need, by all these dinim, why do we need psulim and asherah tree? Why do we need psukim? Why do we need kdute mechta shiure, that the shear is cut off because it's something that has to be burnt up? It's oimed lisarif. Now doesn't retain its shear because if it's aser ba'ana, it has to be destroyed. So Taisus says, typically mitzvah b'avira. So before we even get to the answer of Taisus, which we have to get to the answer of Taisus, frek the marasha, kasha, Rabbi said, what's the marasha's kasha? Lichtin Taisus kasha. Lichtin Taisus kasha, looked in the ganze Taisus. Is that what, zok the marasha? Lichtin Toisus Kasha is what? Don't say random words. Answer my question. Is that it's Daraisa? No, answer my question. It's Daraisa. Frek the Marasha, why didn't Toisus ask a more basic question? Why do I need a pasuk for Sukkah Gzula, typically Mitzvah Avira, if Toisus holds Mitzvah Avira is a Daraisa? Ah, you'll tell me what, says the Marasha. You'll tell me like Toisus and Daf Tes. But clearly, Toisus is not assuming like that, because Toisus is asking all these Daraisa Tikkur Kashas on Daf Lamed. Basically, the Marasha is saying, in other words, it's a steer in Taisus. From one Taisus to the other. From one Taisus to the other. So some leave off, they go vayter, they say, yeah, Echanami is steer in Taisus. Echanami. From Tes to Lamed. I'm gonna lose sleep over that. Come on. It's the same yeshiva. It's like from one Zman to the next, you're gonna be Taisus each other. Zok de Maram, no, there's a chilik between the Taisus. There's a chiluk on what type of mitzvah it was talking about. One was talking about a lulav and one was talking about a sukkah. What does the Maharam mean? He says that something, ha begufa asi mitzvah, ha begufa loy asi mitzvah, We weren't sure what the Maharam was grabbing at. We weren't sure what the Maharam was mechal. But then we found the Meiri. And the Meiri asked Toysis Kasha, just on Lamed, and the Meiri says, Yesoid, why didn't we say Mitzvah Bavera on Daftes? Why do we need a Pasuk to be Mayit Sukkah Gzula? So the Meiri, I'm going to tell you a Yesoid. When you sit in a Sukkah, you're not using the Sukkah, you're not doing a Maisi Yeshiva with the Sukkah, you're being mukaf around, from around and sitting in the tail of a sukkah. Zokter Beruven, a Hele Gevart. There's two ways to daher, to be mechalik, to understand the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah. Is it more similar to a lulav that I'm being mishtamish with the lulav, and therefore I'm doing a maisi yeshiva with the sukkah? Or do you say, no, it's a mitzvah that's happening without my maisa? I have to now put myself into a sukkah. But where is the mutzul mikuyom? The mitzvah is mikuyom b'sheva al taseh. The fact that the tzeil is hovering on top of me. It's ki'ilu like I'm in a matzav, I'm hukov in a sukkah. And we say that that's a raya, this meir is a raya to the b'nei soscher. That there are two mitzvahs they have to be mukov in. The mitzvah of sukkah and the mitzvah of yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Because that's be'etzim, the Meiri says, that's be'etzim, the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not to do the maisi yeshiva. Maisi yeshiva is necessary in order to be in the matzav of a mitzvah. But the mitzvah of sukkah is a matzav of yeshiva b'tzel sukkah, not to do a maisi yeshiva. Im kain, Zokter Bruvain, oh, that's what the Meiri is saying. Oh, the mitzvah of sukkah is not like we understood, to do a maisi yeshiva with a sukkah. But rather, it's to be mukof al yedei the tzel of a sukkah. So memela, Zokter Meiri, in such a matzav, you don't have a din of mitzvah of avera. Mitzvah of avera is to use an entity of an avera for a sukkah. But if you're not doing a maisa mitzvah, there is no maisa mitzvah, according to the Meiri, when it comes to a sukkah. A chidish nifla adlamai. I would never have said such a thing on my own. But according to the Meiri, then you could say that there's no mitzvah of avera. Oh, Im Kain, if we suggest that the Balei HaTos is held like the Meiri, now we could take it one step further. We could plug it into the Maharam, and we could say that's the answer to the Stirin Toisus. By Sukkah, where there's no Maisa Mitzvah, so Toisus Taka said, you're right, Mitzvah Baba Avera does not exist on a level of Daraisa. This doesn't fit the classic pattern of a Mitzvah Baba Avera, where you're using a Mitzvah for an Avera for a Mitzvah. You're not using anything. There's no Maisa Mitzvah over here. So therefore, Toisus couldn't apply the Psul Daraisa of Mitzvah Baba Avera to a Mitzvah Yeshiva Sukkah, where there is no Maisa Mitzvah. Oh, but if you hold what? But if you want to talk about why a lulav is a mitzvah of avera, there it's going to be a psul d'oraisa. That's going to be the classic pattern of a mitzvah of avera, where you're using the actual avera item. You're using it for a mitzvah. That's shtimpnish. That's mamish a mitzvah of avera. That would be a stirim minei ubei, because you're actually doing a maisa mitzvah with an avera. So that was suggestion number one. Perhaps a new yesoid in mitzvah sukkah. How do you understand the mitzvah sukkah? Two fundamental havanos in mitzvah sukkah. And Reb Reuven, if you look back in the Reb Reuven has this chakira when it comes to tzitzis as well. Is the mitzvah of tzitzis that you have to put on tzitzis onto your beged? Or is the mitzvah of tzitzis that I have to wear a beged that now I have strings that coming out of it? But b'keilu b'sheva al ta'aseh. That's the mitzvah. So it's the same mahalach that he says in the sukkah. Is the mitzvah to do a maisi yeshiva in the sukkah? Or is the mitzvah, though, I should now be mushav with tzeil on top of me, b'shev al taisa. Ayin sham, and take a look. Yes, Shana.
What does it mean that there's no maisa mitzvah by sukkah? I mean, how is one behind the sukkah?
By being in the shade of the sukkah. By being mukaf of the shade of the sukkah. So it's ki'ilu, like it's not an active mitzvah. That's exactly what he's saying. It's a passive. It's a shev al tasa. It's a shev al tasa. So the Gemara says shev al tasa by tzitzis, but it's a little bit of, I don't want to get into it. If you look at the Reb Reuven, there's a ganza sugya in Yevamis, a whole tzitzis on Daftzadi and Mabez that discusses the bracha that you're supposed to make when before you put on tzitzis, because the Gemara says that tzitzis is shev al tasa. So he says there's an approach to understand the Shagasari's avona in the midst of tzitzis is that you're not mechuyev to do a maisa of putting on the gedilim onto the beged. It's you're supposed to be wearing a beged that have gedilim on them, just like he's saying lefi the Meiri in the mitzvah of yeshiva of sukkah. So it's unbelievable, Rabbi said. We can learn a whole year, get up to this kasha about mitzvah of avera, and now be nischadish in a new havon in the mitzvah of sukkah. Could be that the mitzvah of sukkah is to be mukaf in a sukkah, but not actually to do a maisa yeshiva, and it's not a classic active mitzvah. Yeah, go on.
Could you say that a chiluk between the sukkah and the lulav is that we learned before that you could f-
fulfill your mitzvah by sukkah by sitting in anybody's sukkah.
Yeah.
But by lulav, like, we know you have to own your own lulav.
Right.
So can you say that that's a chiluk? Like, you don't have to own your own sukkah to be able to say the mitzvah of sukkah. So therefore, mitzvah baba bear wouldn't ever apply.
So let me ask you, if I steal a lulav, if I steal a sukkah, so then why wouldn't Mitzvah Baba Bear apply?
Because, like, you don't technically need that sukkah to be mekayem the mitzvah.
So what Jeremy's saying is already a Pnei Yeshua, that the Pnei Yeshua says that even when I steal a sukkah, since sukkah she'ula is kosher, so I could have done this without the bailim, so therefore that would be kosher. So it's a chiddush. Yeah?
It kind of says, I think,
it says... I mean, the Pnei Yeshua says it. Yeah, so the Chassam Sefer asks on that Pnei Yeshua that's not entirely true, he thinks. Why? Yeah. Because what's the halacha if I take something without your permission? I'm not stealing it. I want to borrow your pen. What's that called in halacha, Rabbi? Does anyone know?
What?
Borrowing your pen. What is it? What's it called? I'm borrowing it. Shaol. Shelo. Midas. Anyone ever heard that? A shol shalom midas? Yeah. Shol shalom midas? Not yeh shalom midas. Shol shalom midas.
Like borrowing someone's tefillin?
That is the kasha. Does it apply to tefillin because... There's a Gemara that says Nichale Leinish Love and Mitzvah B'Mayne, that a person wants you to do a mitzvah with his inyanet. So then there's a Shaila Lamaisa, if they're Mufunakim and they think you're not going to use it appropriately, if that applies. But mitzvahs are a little bit different because originally in the Rishonim, so Ganza Sugya had to apply it Alach Lamaisa, but originally in the Rishonim the Gemara says Nichale Leinish Love and Mitzvah B'Mayne, so maybe mitzvahs are different. But now I borrow your pen, right? So shol shalom das. So what's the dinner, Rabbi Yisai? Shol shalom das. The Gemara says it's a gazlan. So zok tachsam sefer. I don't agree with the Pnei Yeshua. You're right. In Svar, you're right. Jeremy says the Pnei Yeshua, and you said like the Pnei Yeshua. I don't need this bailin because I could have a sukkah b'tayrus she'ela. But says the chsam sefer. But you're going to be a shol shalom das, and shol shalom das includes whether or not he knows about it or whether or not it's against his will, right? So if I'm now going to not get the rishus of the bailim to use this sukkah, so I'm shol shalom midas, so vayter to mitzvah baba avera. Why? Because shol shalom midas is gazlan habi. So what did the Pnei Yeshua hold? Why did the Pnei Yeshua hold that it wasn't the shol shalom midas? Maybe because of what Sofer was saying, because it's a mitzvah. So nichalei lonish love and mitzvah moni, so you could say the Pnei Yeshua. So since sukkah she'ula is kosher, so maybe you could say, like what Jeremy's saying. I don't know. That's the fight between the Pnei Yeshua and the Chassam Sefer. But fundamentally, where does it begin? The svara that you're saying. Since a sukkah she'ula is kosher and you don't need it to be lachem, so therefore mitzvah of avera doesn't possible over here because you don't need it to be al yidei and avera because you could do it al yidei she'ela. But then the Chassam Sefer says, but it's got vayter going to be an avera because shol shalom das gazlan avi. But maybe it's a mitzvah. Yeah, so that's where you get a little bit stuck, and that's what the machleg is the Pnei Yeshua and the Chassam Sefer.
Pnei Yeshua then, because he's saying.
That's just a svara of why it's not machmas ha'avera ba mitzvah.
But
he's not answering the kasha. Jeremy's saying the whole kasha mitzvah ba'avera. Like the Pnei Yeshua is that it's not a kasha because my sukkah, because sukkah she'ula is kasher. Fine. This Ezra said something on Thursday that I woke up on Shabbos. I actually woke up in the middle of the night thinking about it. I think he might be right. And I machavekt him beforehand. Ezra wanted to connect this chakira of the Reb Reuven to potentially the machlekes tais in the Rashba that we learned by Kedusha Sukkah. We had a mahalach of whether or not the Rashba is endowing it like a karbon, that you're creating a chefta shel sukkah, which has kedusha because you endow the kedusha kain like a karbon. Rabbi Natam says no, through the maisa yeshiva, that's what creates the kedusha sasukkah. So, yesh ladin, I would just throw it out there whether or not this chakira of whether or not there's a maisa ishtamshus with the sukkah. Is that the mitzvah yeshiva? Is that the mitzvah sukkah? Or is it just b'shev al taise that you're just sitting in something that has kedusha? Might be that they connect. That because you created the sukkah and that sukkah now has kedusha, so now b'shev al taise, now I have that mitzvah. But Masha Inkin, Rabbi Natan saying, no, the whole etzem hishtamshus in the sukkah is what creates the kedusha. L'chayra, he would understand like the other tzad in Reb Reuven, that the mitzvah is a maisa yeshiva. Just throw it out there. An interesting aura. But I'd like to, Rabbi Yisrael, that was the first mahalach we had to answer this tirin tais. Rabbi Yisrael, I'd like to share with you a new mahalach. A mahalach that's fundamentally based on the site of the Shagas Aryeh. And the Shagas Aryeh asked the question as follows. The Gemara in Daf Lamed tells us that Shmuel did not subscribe to Rabbi Yochanan's approach. Shmuel held that when it comes to lulav, a lulav agazel is going to be kosher. What? Is that really true? What happened to the din of mitzvah b'aveir? So the emes is, to answer that kasha, Rabbi Yisai, I can answer that in one of two ways. What are my two ways, Rabbi Yisai? What's a simple way that why Shmuel wasn't concerned with Rabbi Yochanan's concern? He doesn't hold a mitzvah b'aveir, like Kalev just said. Excellent. And guess who said that, Rabbi Yisai? The Ritva says that on our daf, in Sukkah and Daf Tesem et Aleph. The Ritva takes Taisis kasha, and he gives a bunch of answers, but one of his simple answers to the Gemara, Rabbi Yisai, is what? Zok the Ritva, on Daf Tesem et Aleph. V'yesh Leimar, listen, that Anon Hashta L'Shmuel Kaiminon, the less Le Mitzvah B'Avera. Moreover, Rabbi Yisai, let's get a little bit, says the Ritva, the Gemara Daf Tes that quoted a Pasuk to be Mayit Sukkah Gzula, and didn't know it intuitively because of mitzvah ba'avira, it's because we're holding, says the Ritva Achidish, we're holding in Shmuel. Good? So that means what? That Shmuel does not hold to the concept of a mitzvah ba'avira whatsoever, Sofer. Tosfos and Daf Lamed Amud Aleph does not agree totally to the Ritva. How do I know? Because the bottom Tosfos says, Mitoch she yoytze b'shol yoytze b'gozel, which is the statement that Shmuel says on Daf Lamed. And what does Taisus say on Daf Lamed? A short Taisus, one of the shortest Taisus in Sukkah. Hocha dafka shehu midrabanan leichayish amitzvah ba'avir. Here, specifically, that what? The mitzvah is only derabanan, Rabbi Yisai. So then what? Since the mitzvah is only derabanan, what? Since the mitzvah is only derabanan, therefore there's no din of mitzvah ba'avir. Right? And who are we speaking in? Shmuel. So now we know why Tosfos didn't say, like the Ritva on Daf Tes, and he had to say mitzvah b'avir is only the Rabbanan, the answer is kasha on Daf Tes. Because Tosfos clearly held that Shmuel held to the concept of mitzvah b'avir, but he's just saying, since lulav on the rest of Yontif is only the Rabbanan, azad din, on only a Rabbanan mitzvah, he didn't apply the din of mitzvah b'avir. Frekta shagas aryeh, what does Taisus mean? Where does this abracadabra magic come from? Since it's a mitzvah derabonon, therefore there's no mitzvah b'avir. Zok the Shagas Aryeh, I'm going to explain to you what Taisus means. And I'm going to tell you the following idea. Listen carefully, guys. According to Taisus that says that Shmuel doesn't apply the psul of mitzvah b'avir to derabonons, the purpose and the reason for that is why? Because he holds against Rabbi Yochanan about whether or not the capacity and the potential of the psul of mitzvah b'avera, the invalidating factor of mitzvah b'avera, the problem that mitzvah b'avera creates, is only rabbinic in nature. Mimele zokte elege shages arye. If you hold that it's only rabbinic in its nature, then Chazal said what? By mitzvahs derabbanan, we're not going to apply it, but by mitzvahs deraisa, avada will apply. Why? Because kol detukin derabbanan came deraisa tukin. So whenever they were metakin a psul derabbanan, avada they're going to apply it to deraisas. They could only decide to be mekel zokte shages arye in mitzvahs that are midrabbanan. But if you're talking about a mitzvah in a Torah, then Shmuel is going to say that is going to apply. But by the fact that Tosis is saying Shmuel makes that distinction, licked in Shmuel's shita is what? That the psul of mitzvah b'avera is only rabbinic, is only midrabbanan. Memela I could be makel by derabbanans, and I'll be machmir by deraisas. Ab Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yisai. Rabbi Yochanan, who doesn't distinguish between deraisa and derabbanans. And he says what? And he says what? That even by mitzvahs derabbanan, you're going to have the psul deraisa. And we're not going to be makel by derabbanans. So then what, Rabbi Yisai? Says the Shagas Arya, apparently Rabbi Yochanan held by the fact that there's no distinction between deraisas and derabbanans. That what? That the psul is a psul deraisa. So therefore, the rabbanan mitzvahs, they're also going to have, I'm sorry, that's where you should apply. Wherever there's going to be a psul deraisa, then you're going to apply it even to a mitzvah derabbanan. And even if lulav on the fourth day of Yontif is only going to be a rabbinic mitzvah, we're still going to be apply the psul deraisas. How can we say, we're going to be makel by mitzvahs derabbanan? But there's a psul deraisa in the world. And kol detukin derabbanan kein deraisa tukin. And if that psul exists on a deraisa mitzvah, you're going to apply it to derabbanan. So nachamo. According to Shmuel, who holds what? The psul doesn't apply to mitzvahs derabbanan. He must hold. The whole psul in the first place is only derabbanan. So therefore, Chazal had the ability to be machalik and say, by the chomer dinim, we're going to apply the psul derabbanan. But by the mekel dinim, the rabbis themselves built in the system that we're not going to apply the psul derabbanan. Aber if you hold that what? The psul also exists by the rabbanans. Why are you holding that sucks the shagas ayah brilliantly? Because the psul must be deraisa in nature. It's a deraisa concept. So therefore, when Chazal create a mitzvah derabbanan called shaking lulav on the fifth day of Yontif, then what? Obviously, it's going to carry those psulim deraisa. Because kol detukin derabbanan gain deraisa tikkun. When we are metakin mitzvahs, that the zecher of lemikdash that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was metakin in the fourth parak of Sukkah, that you have to take a lulav for all week, that's a derabbanan mitzvah, right? They followed after the din deraisa. They followed after the din deraisa, then what? Then you're going to have a psul, mitzvah b'avera, even by a rabbinic mitzvah. Everyone understand the shagas aryeh?
How is it so good?
One second. Everyone understand the shagas aryeh? Within lulav? Again, Tosfos said...
the second half, but the first half, if you're going to say it's only derabbanan.
If you're going to say it's only derabbanan, one could argue, says the shagas aryeh, that the rabbi said the psul derabbanan will only apply to the chomer mitzvahs, deraisa, but not to the mitzvahs derabbanan.
If it's a derabbanan...
So it's like a lower level. So therefore, they weren't applying it to the lower level mitzvahs. But if it's a psul deraisa, they're not in control. Once they make the mitzvah derabbanan, it's automatically possible. Kol detukin derabbanan, gain deraisa tikkun. They can't make a new Torah. They can't be mechadish a new Torah. Once they're mechadish, there is a mitzvah derabbanan to take lulav, then you got to carry the mitzvah derabbanan, the psulim deraisa, zokta shagas aryeh. So it comes out according to shagas aryeh, Rabbi Yisai. I didn't say sukkah. No, I said nothing about sukkah. I'm just explaining lulav. Lulav on the other rest of Yom Tov. I didn't say anything about sukkah. That's what the Shagas Arya explains for me, machloikas between who and who, Rabbi Yisai?
Shmuel and
Rabbi Yochanan. Lefi Tosfos had said that Shmuel was being makel, Schultz, by Shar Yontif, right? What's the halacha? What's the halacha that Shmuel obviously holds? That the psul of mitzvah of Avera, since it's only mitzvah derabbanan, Tosfos says he's not going to apply the psul. It must be it's only a psul derabbanan. Masha Enkin, Rabbi Yochanan, who passels the lula for the entire Yontif, obviously holds what? That the psul is a psul deraisa. Oh. Mayav Rabbi Yisai. You want to know the simple teretz to the steer in Tosfos? Simple teretz through the Shagas Aryeh? Is that these two sugyas were going in two different mandalim. And who preceded me in saying that?
Sorry?
No.
Ritva.
The Ritva. The Ritva said it already. The Ritva said, again, Nachmo, work with me, everybody say. Why do I need a pasuk to tell me that a sukkah gzula is pasul? Typically, mitzvah b'aveira. So Tosis says, a ganze chiddush, what? There's only the Rabbanon. What did the Ritva say to Tosis? No. This is going according to who? Aliba de Shmuel. Why couldn't Tosis say like what? Like the Ritva? Because what? Because he holds Shmuel still subscribes to mitzvah b'aveira, and he wouldn't go as far as the Ritva to say that what mitzvah b'aveira doesn't exist on a level on mitzvahs d'oraisa, right? But then we have, but according to Tosfos, Rabbi Yisai, we have a stira in Tosfos. How could Tosfos say what he says, that the psul mitzvah b'aveira is only a psul d'rabbanan, and then on Lamed say it's a psul d'oraisa? But then we saw that Tosfos himself on Daf Lamed explains in Shmuel that Shmuel is makel by lulav the rest of Yontif, since the mitzvah is only d'rabbanan. And then we saw the Shagas Aryeh told us that if you hold that you're going to be makel by mitzvahs d'rabbanan, you must hold that the psul is only d'rabbanan. Ahelig and Teretz, we just put the puzzle together. When Tosfos said that the tool of mitzvah b'aveira is only the Rabbanan, who was he speaking in, Rabbi Yisai, Lefi the Shagas Aryeh? Who was he? He was referring to Shmuel, which the Ritva already said on Daf Tes was Shmuel Shita. And the Ritva said, and that's why I need a puzzle, because he didn't even subscribe to the din of mitzvah b'aveira. Zok the Ahelig and Tosfos Avadi subscribes to the din of mitzvah b'aveira, but only by what? By the Oraisa mitzvahs. Why? Zok the Heilige Tosfos and after some and Aleph. Because mitzvah b'aveira is only the Rabbanon. Zok the Shagas Aryeh. Yeah, that's Shmuel. Mashenke, when Tosfos and after Lamed says, why do you need a din of Knutim Mechleshiri for an Asherah tree? Avada, these things are possible. And Tosfos is assuming what? Frek the Marsha, what? Tosfos is assuming that psul mitzvah b'aveira is what? Is d'oraisa. Frek the Marsha, my hands are tied. It's a steer in Tosfos. Ah, so what are we going to do? No, it's not a steer in Tosfos. It's so poshit. Once you learn a Shagas Aryeh, and you have a shtickle ritva, and you learn a Tosfos on the bottom of the daf, and you understand the machleik of Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan, a teretz that's so poshit. One sig is going toward the Shmuel, one sig is going toward Rabbi Yochanan. One Tosfos was in the Dibra Maschel of Rabbi Yochanan, and one sig was going within what? Shmuel, Rabbi Yisai, how do I know that this Ritva is right? How do I know that the Sugya and Daftes is going toward the Shmuel, Rabbi Yisai?
Because it quotes Shmuel.
Tell me better.
Is the Lulav d'oraisa?
No.
It says it's
Darvan. No, but that's according to my Cheshbon. But how do I know this is right? Just to check it. I learned the sugya last week of Tzitzis Lishma. According to Rov Rishayim, with the exception of Rashi, who's the Gemara's Kasha going according to Rabbi Yisai?
Shmuel.
Because he holds Tzitzis Lishma. And that Tosfos says, Lecha, because mitzvah b'aveira is only the Rabbanon. And that's Lishitoso. Because Tosfos says that by a mitzvah the Rabbanon, Shmuel doesn't have mitzvah b'aveira. Moira de Kazach. A moira de gazach, no steers whatsoever. That's givaldic. And that's what the Ritva says. Just the Ritva says, Shmuel didn't subscribe to mitzvah b'aveira at all. Ritva, you're against the Tosfos and the Daftes. And now there's no steer whatsoever. What? Nachum. Wake up. Who wants to help me out over here? Take him step by step. Schultz, help me out. What's the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel?
Rabbi Yochanan says that it's above the earth there, I saw, and Shmuel says it's there above.
Good. So that you're good?
Yeah.
Good.
I understand. Sorry.
Okay, good. Good. Now, what's the steer in Tosfos?
The one on Ted Amud Aleph says that
the psul of mitzvah above the earth is a psul. And the Tosfos on Daf Lamed says. Says a psul is d'oraisa, right? Now, I have a ritva that said that Gemara was going according to Shmuel.
Which one?
Gemara Daftes. Okay. Once I have that ritva, and I know that Shmuel holds what? that the psul is no, that the psul is derabbanan. So now I have an answer to my stira in Gemaras, stira in Taisusim. When Taisus says mitzvah of avir is only derabbanan, who is he speaking according to? According to Shmuel. And how do we know that it's according to Shmuel? Because that's the whole shock of attire of the Gemara is within Shmuel. When Taisus says that the psul mitzvah of avir is deraisa in the top of the daf on lamed of an aleph, who's he talking according to? Rabbi Yochanan. So the Shagas Arya basically just answered our stira in Taisus.
What was the, all the other
stuff that the Rebbe
just said?
That was what I said.
It's a lot of other information.
Well, I just skimmed it. Okay, Viter. And is everyone else with me? Is it Geschmack? You got it? Yeah, call it. Yeah, sure. Sorry, I need some more, guys.
The Shagas Arya is...
After Shagas Arya, I gotta eat. I'll drink even stuff that I don't like.
He's in disagreement.
Stop.
The Shagas Arya is in disagreement with the Me'iri, explaining the stira between...
The Me'iri, again, the Me'iri didn't explain the stira in Taisus. We just took an answer of the Me'iri to use it to be to explain what the Maharam says to the answer of the stira in Taisus. Yeah, Shagas Arya is a brand new Mahalach, but the Shagas Arya, according to the Shagas Arya is not answering the stira in Taisus either. We're using the Shagas Arya to answer a stira in Taisus, but it comes out so geschmack. So geschmack. You can, but I think the Me'iri is a big chiddush. To say that there's no mitzvah yeshiva sukkah is a big chiddush. That's what the Maharam says. Everyone was so stuck on this kasha, they had to say chiddushim because it's a stira in Taisus, or they just lived with a stira. We're saying it's so pashit. It's pashit, so pashit.
Wasn't the Gemara talking about sukkah though?
Yeah.
Which is deraisa.
But it's going
a little. So Tosfos is saying
again, Ezra, it's a mitzvah deraisa. Yeah. But Shmuel holds the psul of mitzvah of avir is only a psul what?
Derabanan.
Yeah, so that's what Taisa says.
That means they apply it to deraisa.
Yes, that's what Taisa says. So that's why I need a pasuk because I need a psul deraisa. Yeah, that's exactly what Taisa is saying. Taisa is speaking out what we're saying. Taisa is saying you're right. I would have had a psul over here, but I don't have a psul on the level deraisa. I only have a psul on level derabanan. Why? So I'm telling you that Taisus is saying, because I'm in Shmuel world. And Shmuel holds mitzvah of is only a psul derabanan. How do I know that? That's what the Shagas Arya said in this little Taisus over here. So now the two Taisus work about it through this mahalach, this triangle of Taisus.
Triangle?
There's a third one. The whole Shagas Arya only starts with the bottom Taisus, mitoich. What does Taisus say, mitoich? Hacha dafka shehu derabanan. Why does Shmuel not passel mitzvah b'avera when it comes to lulav agozo? It's because it's shar yontif, it's the rest of yontif, and the mitzvah is only derabbanan. Right? So Shmuel subscribes to mitzvah b'avera against the ritva, but he just won't apply it to mitzvahs derabbanan. That stems the Shagas Arya and now causes the Shagas Arya to say, why is that? Where did that distinction come from? Says the Shagas Arya, it must be that Shmuel holds the whole invalidation of A mitzvah b'avera must be only on the level of derabbanan.
What does it say about the
whole pasuk
that we had?
It's an asvachta. Yeah, that's what we told Ezra last week. Right? I mean, that you have to say anyways in our Tosis Daf test. He says the psul is on derabbanan. But now it's very geschmack. Because once you say that's Shmuel Shita, now you read the Tosis like a charm. The psul is only derabbanan. Tosis said at the top of the Lamed Alav that it's the Araisa. Yeah, that's within Rabbi Yochanan, and that's exactly the way the Shagas Arya explained the Machlokes is the Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. Psst, Gebaldik. It's not my word. It's Rav Kolevsky's word. But it's not my ridiculous word.
So would Rashi say that's also the Araisa?
Rashi?
Yeah, meaning coin of that.
Which Rashi?
I'm saying just on Ten Alav, would he say that also that Mitzvah Lover is also the Araisa? I mean,
the only one who starts this ball rolling is because Taisus is the one who gets backed into the way and say there are what any other Rishonim that have any other answers to this kasher, like the Me'iri, or like any other Rishonim, like other answers to the Ritva, are clearly not willing to give in and say Mitzvah Bavir is only the Rabbanan. This is only Shitas HaTaisus. Adarabba, the Ritva is saying that Shmuel must have not held the Mitzvah Bavir in the first place, but he never wanted to go to the root that there was a psul mitzvah deravera only on a level derabbanan. It only begins in Shitas HaToisis that said that the psul mitzvah avera is only derabbanan. So everybody said, we got to get back, Mirtz Hashem, to the other answer of the Ritva of Toisvis, which we're going to get to. That's major, important Ritva. But before we move on, Rabbi said, I want to finish Shitas HaToisis. And that's where this chiddush, this second chiddush of Rav Yaakov Moshe Kolevsky, the Rosh Yeshiva of Ne'er Yisrael. When we were proving that mitzvah avera is the araisa, we proved it from the fact that Taisus Kemat says it, and then he asking the Raisa Dika Kashas. He says, why do you need the din of Ktuti Mechta Shiure, that the shear is cut off, and a lulav that is from an Avodah Zarah tree, an Asherah tree, that was bowed down to and served as Avodah Zarah, that it's going to be possible because of Ktuti Mechta Shiure, just typically because it's a mitzvah of Avir. So what Taisus answer that Kasha? How did Taisus answer that Kasha, Rabbi say? So Taisus created a klal, like Shiner's saying, is that you need for mitzvah ba'avera is al yedei ha'avera ba'amitzvah. Good. So now everyone take out the kedusha of Pulaski. This is a gevaldig yisoid. Weschler has them. So the, if you look in the second paragraph, he quotes a kasha from the Chem de Shlomo and the Steichem. The Chem de Shlomo and the Steichem had asked the following question. Because if you look at the end of Taisus, Taisus says that you say that China just said, that for mitzvah avera, what do you need? You need that al yidei avera ba mitzvah. But then Taisus ends off with a kasha of inyana diyama. The Gemara says in Lamed Hei Imsochim that matzah of untithed crop, matzah of tevel, that truma wasn't taken off of, is possible. Why? So the Gemara says, for different reasons, the Gemara says, Kol she'enum, what? Yeah, the Gemara has a pasuk there. The Gemara has a drasha that you need it to be matzah. That's what was the Gemara's drasha there? You have the Gemara. You have a psachim here. Forget the exact drasha. Fine. So the Gemara said the Gemara has a drasha there to be matzah. So fractisis. Why? This is a classic mitzvah of avera. Okay, now let's see the achronim's kasha. Elisha achronim tomu al ze mimashe hikshu atoisis b'soif divrayim. It's the second paragraph on page Samach Dalet. Umiyu teim perikol shah desanya ein yoytze matzah betel v'darish lamikra tepekle mishum mitzvah v'avera deka ochel isura v'nafik yidei mitzvah. You're eating tevel and then you're going to be yoytze the mitzvah. Mavur midivreim, and it's clear from their words, shagam b'matzah shel tevel shayach din mitzvah v'avera. It's clear that mitzvah v'avera would be applicable over there. V'advarim t'muin, Morty. This is very schwer. Shari b'matzah shel tevel ain't a mitzvah nasis al yedei avera. It's not that through this avera I'm now going to be able to mekayim a mitzvah. Shari yochol echol es a matzah sheloi b'avera. I could also eat this matzah without the avera. It's not muchrach that I have to do the avera in order to have the mitzvah. Im yifresh es a truma v'amayser. Take off a piece and be mafresh truma and I'll have the same exact piece of matzah. And I can even do the afresh es truma on another matzah. And this matzah can stay whole. So don't ask me that it's not going to be sholem, Rabbi Yisai. You don't need the avera in order to do this mitzvah. So Rabbi Yisai, it's like you get it a second later and then you ask me a question. You don't understand anything. Says the Achronim, says the Chem de Shlomo, says the Chemet, Taisus forgot his whole yisoid. A second later, Taisus says the yisoid that what? That asherah, alulav shel asherah tree, alulav of an azara tree rot. You can't blame it on the din of mitzvah of avera. Why? Because it's not Ayidei Avera Bo Amitzvah. Why? Who cares historically what happened to this tree? I'm not getting this tree. It's not like Lulav Agazel, that the only way I can get my own Lulav is to steal it. No, this is, historically there was an Avera done to it, and now I have a mitzvah. But I could just have easily had this mitzvah without the guy bowing down to it. It's not Ayidei, the Avera presenting the opportunity of a mitzvah. Ayidei Avera Bo Amitzvah. Ah, good Schultz. That's the klal you need for a mitzvah of Avera. Ayidei Avera Bo Amitzvah. So then why don't you hold to that at the end of Taisus? Why do you ask the Kasha why the Gemara needs a pasuk for Matzah Shel Tevel? That's not Ayidei Avera Bo Amitzvah. I don't need the Avera of eating Tevel in order to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Matzah. I could very much eat, just be Mafresh Truma, and then it's totally kosher. They're not connected. One's not Goyrim the other. You hear the Kasha? Taisus forgot what he said last.
You guys should have, if you forget the Yisoid, a second later, but don't have Chalitza. No, Taisus did it also. So Chem de Shlomo says a pella, tzarachin on Taisus. A bomb kash, you can't even read this Taisus like a mensch. Makes no sense. Didn't he remember the klal he just invented? The Yisoid of Mitzvah Ba'avera? Morei v'raboisai, listen to this Ksam Sefer.
Only for, according to, like, a Levi Rabbi Yochanan?
No. Taisus never said that shtickle Torah that we said. The whole thing is within Rabbi Yochanan. So what's Taka Pshat? Zok this heilige Chassam Sofer, listen to this following kasha. B'nira liyashiv, the next paragraph, as divri atoisis behektim divri achsam soif. Dehini shitas Rabbi Yehuda begitten. What's Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda in Gittin holds chatas gzula mechaperes min atoira mishum yeish gedi konim. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you can bring a chatas that was stolen. Uledas Rabbi Nutam betoisis babakama kavonis Rabbi Yehuda yidaloi chashino lemitzvah ba'avira. Rabbi Nutam says that what Rabbi Yehuda shita is that there's no problem a mitzvah ba'avira. You with me, Sofer? Let's pay attention. Upolig al ula begitten, and he argues on ula in gitten. Hasoiver she'ena mechaperes min atayra. Why? Mishum mitzvah avira. Your stolen carbon is not. It's a mitzvah avira. It's a problem. Let's skip the parentheses. Behek shachsam soifer. Listen to the meridik akasha of the chsam soifer. There's a gemara in Rosh Hashanah chav chesam et aleph. What does the gemara in Rosh Hashanah say, Rabbi? So you got to know this gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda b'shoifer shal oyla lo yitakavim taka yotza b'shoifer shal shlolimim lo yitakavim taka lo yotza. My time oyla bas me'ili kevin de mal ma nafka lechulin shlomim de lav minei me'ilin inu yisuru de rachabu v'lo nafka lechulin. What's going on in that Gemara? I'm just going to give you a quick synopsis. There's difference between korbanos, whether or not they have the din me'ila. That doesn't mean whether or not you're allowed to be mishtamish in the item. You're never allowed to be mishtamish in hektish. You're not allowed to get benefit from hektish. But the me'ila will, number one, be mechayiv you a karbon if you do a b'shoigei and you have to pay certain money. And me'ila also has the following chiddush. Once you're moyoba, if it's a certain karbon that has me'ila, so it's fascinating, since you defiled it, it's yoytze l'chulin. Masha'enkein, if you don't have the din me'ila on it, it might be usher d'araisa for you to use it, but it still remains hektish after you used it for your personal benefit. Good? Fine. So the Gemara says, both a shofar of a korban ola, of a korban shlamim, you are not allowed midaraisa to use it. But the nafkamina will be whether or not b'di'eved, your yoytze, your mitzvah. Right? So by a shlamim, where it didn't go out l'chulin, so you're not yoytze the mitzvah. But by an ola, you are yoytze the mitzvah. So what's asked the Chassam Sefer? Rabbi Yehuda is talking in that Gemara. The Hainush Rabbi Yehuda Sefer Shemitzis Lehenis Nitnu, right? Lachain im taka b'shoifer shal shlamim. If you blew a shoifer of shlamim, since you get anah out of it, what? Any yoytze yedei chavaso? Why any yoytze yedei chavaso, Rabbi Yisai? Because it's a mitzvah of avira. Guess what, Rabbi Yisai? What just happened over here? Rabbi Yehuda is subscribing to what? Mitzvah of avira. Frek tachsam sefer. How does that work with the Gemara and Gittin and Hey? That Rabbi Yehuda said what? If you have a chatas that's stolen, you're yotze and you have a kapara because what? Explains Taisis. Apparently, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of mitzvah of avir. Everyone got the kasha? Simple kasha. Steer in Rabbi Yehuda, the way Taisis explains Rabbi Yehuda and Gittin to the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah of whether or not Rabbi Yehuda holds, there's a problem, mitzvah of avir. One case is a chatas and one case is a shayfer. Yeah.
Just to clarify, this rabbi from Neri Yisrael, the Rosh Hashiva Neri Yisrael, is holding all this?
Yeah, so it's a chsam shayfer. It's a chsam shayfer, yeah.
What's the difference between
chata
and shlamim exactly?
No, ola and
shlamim.
Whether or not it has me'ila. That's what I was just saying. Whether or not it has me'ila, if it's yotze l'chulin.
So in one case it says that there's no mitzvah,
in the
other case it says there is.
In the one, yeah, exactly, correct. Correct.
And it's solely because
me'ila. Yeah, exactly. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, ola bas me'ila hi kevin de malba nafka l'chulin. Since you already were mole in it, so then it became not hektish anymore. So now I blew a non-hektish shofar. But once it's shlamim, which stays kadosh, so it stayed hektish, so then while I was doing the mitzvah, what did I do? I did an avera. That's a mitzvah of avera. Good?
What's the avera?
Me'ila. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Be mishtamish and hektish. There's an isser by shlamim also. Even though there's no me'ila, you still can't be nene from hektish. What the isser is a good question. But there's clearly an Issa D'Oraisa, Ram tells us. Fine. Everyone got the kasha? Steer in Rabbi Yehuda. You got it, Morty? The tir tzachsam soifer. Listen to what the chsam soifer answered. Shemotzinu beiz mekoyeris ledina de mitzvah abavavera. There are two different psukim that teach us mitzvah abavera. Shagmara besugyon, our gemara in sukkah, yolof midichsiv, veveisem agozol veasapiseach, gozol dum yudibiseach. Shebehema gzula psula lekarbon afilim kana biyeish. that a behema gzula is possible because of mitzvah of avera. Avalo Yerushalmi b'Shabbos, but the Yerushalmi quotes another pasuk. Eila mitzvahs shemasiyosan kemitzvahsan ein mitzvahs vimlav einan mitzvahs. A new drasha. Va'ayin sham b'Yerushalmi shegeder adrasha hi de'ein avera mitzvah. Avera can't be a mitzvah. There's one thing that what? That if you have stolen property, that can't be brought as a carbon. That's one source for a mitzvah. And another din of Eila mitzvahs, the mitzvahs have to be mitzvahs. The ain avera mitzvah. So Morty, what's the chiluk, says the Chassam Sofer? Says the Chassam Sofer, Rabbi Yehuda subscribes to one and doesn't subscribe to the other. Listen to this. There are two different types of problems with mitzvah avera. Zochtach Sam Sofer says there are two different makoris brought in the Yerushalmi and the Bavli for mitzvah of avera. One is Eila mitzvahs, sheyu mitzvahs, veloi averis mitzvahs. That's one. Second makor for mitzvah of avera is ve'evesem ha'gozol. What's this clause talking about, Rabbi Isai?
Carbon.
You stole a carbon. Now, 10 days later, I'm walking into the Beis HaMikdash, and I want to bring this carbon I want to bring this animal as a carbon. What's this case talking about, Eila Mitzis? So let me explain it to you, Rabbi Isai. Let's take the kasher of the Chassam Sofer. One case, Rabbi Yehuda holds, you stole a carbon. You stole a chatas. Now you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, you want to bring it on your name, right? Compare that to the case of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says there's no mitzvah of avera. The carbon's kosher. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. We don't pass Rabbi Yehuda, but that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. And says places because he doesn't hold the mitzvah of avera. Frek the Chassam Sofer. Rabbi Yehuda in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, if you take a shofar of shlomim, which you're not allowed to do, and you want to blow the shofar with the shlomim, which retains its hekdesh, it never went out lechulin with me'ila. So then what? You're not yoytze. Why? Because of what, Rabbi Isai? Mitzvah avera. What's the difference? What's the difference between the two cases? Says the Chassam Sofer. I know you got it, Schultz. What's the difference between the two cases? What's the difference? Geshmak Schultz, no? What? When the Averis happened. Great. In this case, when the case of Shofar Shalomim, I'm doing the Avera when? Bishas the mitzvah! It's a psah. Like the Ramban has a lotion in the beginning of the third paragraph, by say, mitzvah Avera is like what you know, the Kohen Gadol going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim with the gold clothing. Ein kateger nasis aneger. You're not able to be shofar, blow a shofar of a para aduma, of a para. Because ain't kateger nasis aneger. The defendant cannot be the prosecutor. The prosecutor cannot be the defendant, I'm sorry. That's b'shaito! That's the psul, says the Chassam Sofer, of Eila mitzvahs. She'ein averis nasis mitzvahs. That even Rabbi Yehuda subscribes to. But you know it's what? You're going to be doing it out there at the time of the mitzvah? You're going to be mixing milchus and pleshiks? You can't eat like that. You can't serve HaKadosh Baruch like that. It's not like you have a bad reputation and we're going to handle, should we give you an aliyah or not, you're a gazel. Or you don't do this. You're pasha doing a znus in the base in the base of Knesses. In the Mokom HaVoido. Your teeth are Zarosha. That's Eila Mitzvahs. That's Averis Ananasis Mitzvahs. That Rabbi Yehuda himself subscribes to. That's a pasha tzvara. You can't be doing a mitzvah at the time that you're doing an Avera. You can't have a mitzvah at the time of an Avera. That's ein ha-mitzvahs nasis men aver. Ein averis nasis mitzvahs. Mitzvahs have to be mitzvahs. That's eila mitzvahs. All Brother Gemara in the Bavli teaches even a bigger chiddush. Ve'evesim es ha-gozel. That even if it's what? An avera that happened. And now I have a mitzvah through an Avera that emanated through an Avera. Oh, and that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't subscribe to, says Chassam. That in a mitzvah shehis afshra that came into the realm of possibility as his afshra through an Avera, that Rabbi Yehuda says, I don't hold to that psul of mitzvah of Avera. The din of a Vesim es HaGozel bringing stolen property to the Beis HaMikdash for a korban, such a psul doesn't apply. So Rabbi say, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Abrazoktor Kowaleski based on this Chassam Sofer, that's the teretz to the steer in Tosis. Tosis didn't forget what he said 2 seconds ago. Tosis was talking about two different cases. Tosis was talking in the beginning of Tosis of what? Of having historically something that had an Avera done to it, like an Asherah tree. And now you want to shake 60 years later, you want to shake a lulav and an Asherah tree. Zok Tosis, the only way such a psul can exist is if it's what? Ve'evisim agozo, where you have an Avera that creates the opportunity of a mitzvah. And if you don't have the mitzvah because of the Avera, then the psul of ve'evisim agozo is not going to apply. Ah, we asked Akasha and Tosis, but then Matzah Shel Tevel, you don't have that same criteria of an Avera that created the possibility of a mitzvah. It wasn't Al Yedei the Avera that the mitzvah came out to existence. The Kasha, the Chem, the Shlomo, and the Stei Chemin. How does Tosis forget that klal a second later? The answer is, when you're eating Matzah Shel Tevel, Rabbeisai, your matzah of a mitzvah is an Avera. It's the same thing. That's not the psul of the Yesem HaGozel. That's the psul of what? Of Eila Mitzvah, Shein Averis, Nasin Mitzvahs. You can't have Matzah Shel Tevel to be a mitzvah at the same time. Even Rabbi Yehuda subscribes to such a psul of Eila Mitzvahs. So B'meila, Rabbi said, we don't have a kash anymore on Tosis. When you're doing an Avera at the Shas of the Mitzvah, and the Avera is becoming a Mitzvah, so then what? You don't need the klal of a Mitzvah that came Al Yedei Avera that's only emanating from this Pasuk of the Avesim Agozel. So like the Chassam Sofer, Rabbi say, now we can read Tosis like a mensch. Now we can understand the Divrei HaTosis. Yes, Schultz.
So that Eila Mitzvah case from the Yerushalmi,
yeah,
talking about a shofar that, like, that you wouldn't from the Shlomim, that you...
It wasn't specifically talking about that case, but the Chassam Sofer would apply it to
how
that.
How does the Meiri fit in when he says that you're allowed to blow
Meiri is not
a shofar that was stolen because it's only on the sound? You can't have
that's a different var,
he wouldn't have to fit into, like, either it's Eila Mitzvah or Rav Asa.
No, he must be saying a klal, but there's a new klal, a mitzvah of Avera, that we didn't speak about yet, which we're going to have to come down to. We're not done with the sugya, but you're right, within these chilukim are not just based on the different sugya. You're right. Yeah.
Well, what does the Chassam Sofer say in the case of Bittul Aseh? So, like, if you stole something for your sukkah, so an Aver was done to it in the past, that maybe isn't directly enabling your mitzvah because, you know, it's sukkah wood. But at the same time, you have a chiyuv to return that wood every second that you have that wood. So there's still a Bittul Aseh going on every second that it's part of the sukkah.
I hear you saying. You're saying right now there is an ongoing mitzvah of Avera because there's a continuous Veheshev, mitzvah Veheshev Zagzela, going on. So why don't you say that the second din of Eila mitzvahs always applies because of Bittul Aseh in Echonami. Maybe it would apply. Is there a reason why I wouldn't say that? Yeah. I mean, you're just stomp saying that it would both psulim would still apply.
Yeah.
Unless,
I'm asking if
what happens if you would have a situation where the mitzvah of Vehesha doesn't apply? Where would I have a case of that at stolen property that the mitzvah of Vehesha doesn't apply, Rabbi Isai? You're not going to believe this. Yeshbael, that's true. Or where else, Rabbi Isai? Gezalakum. Gezalakum is also midoraisa. Gezalakum is also midoraisa, but there's no mitzvah of Vehesha. Says the Shagas Aryeh, in the beginning half of the Shagas Aryeh, I didn't make you read, the answer to Tosis Kasha on Daf Tesem et Aleph is why you need a pasuk to be Mayit Sukkah Gzula is by Gezalak, where you don't have a mitzvah of Ahesha that's ongoing. That's exactly what the Shagas Aryeh answers. By a Jew, you always have Ahesha, so it's always stolen property. By a guy, no, it was stolen property. You did an Avera, but now it's Gezalak, and there's no ongoing Veheshev, so therefore he says that Gufa is similar to what your chiluk you're making. Yeah, China.
Two questions, similar basis.
why is it that Rabbi Yehuda would go like Yerushalmi but not like the Badli, first of all?
Rabbi Yehuda is his own opinion, and he had his right to make drushes, so he accepted certain drushes and not other drushes.
Okay. Then, secondly, so then the fact that, what we learned from the Chosin Sofer, to say that the reason why Matzah Tevel is not Mitzvah B'Avir is because we...
No, it is Mitzvah B'Avir, and that's why Tosis has Akasha, even though Tosis created a klal of that you need, that the Avera creates the opportunity of the mitzvah, and over here it doesn't apply. So says the Chasam Sofer, that's not applicable to when, at the time of the Avera, you're actually doing an Avera. It's mamash happening at the same time. That's a psul of Eilat Mitzvahs. You don't need the klalim of what Tosis started off with, of Al Yedei HaAvera Ba'a Mitzvah.
So we are saying that it is Mitzvah B'Avera?
Correct. That's what Tosis ends up saying. That's why he's stuck with the question.
Tosis doesn't say that.
Sure he does. He says, I don't understand the Gemara in Psachim, why you need a pasuk. It should be Mitzvah Averera, and he leaves it off as a question.
Does Tosis not subscribe to the Yerushalmi?
No, Tosis does. That's because why...
Why doesn't he just say that outright then?
Well, I don't understand the question.
I'm saying if it's so...
Tosis, we're being medayik from the fact that Tosis had a question, such a strong question that he was so convinced of, that he didn't even have an answer to it. But we're asking, Tosis himself had an answer to it. So the answer we're giving is no. You could read the Tosis like this: the second case is coming from the din of Eilat Mitzvahs. The first case, which has the klal of Al Yedei Avera Ba Mitzvah, that was coming from Veves and Misagazel. Now you could read the Tosis.
But then, why do we need a pasuk?
That's what Tosis is bothered by.
I thought this was supposed to answer.
No, Tosis leaves off the question. We don't even understand the question. No, we're not trying to answer Tosis Kasha. We're trying to understand Tosis, how he could even possibly have a question when there's a simple answer to Tosis' question based on two lines above of what he said. Rabbi Yisai, Mitzvah B'Avera is not finished. We are about to enter into Rabbi Yisai a major Yisoid that is so applicable and so Yisoidistic to Mitzvah B'Avera and Mirtz Hashem tomorrow, and that we will...